One. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Good evening. It's time once again for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is chapter 13, Oz the Terrible.
Dorothy and her friends walked up to the gate of the Emerald City and rang the bell. After they rang many times, the guardian of the gate answered the bell. "What? Are you back already?" he asked in surprise. "We certainly are," answered the scarecrow. "We thought you had gone to find the Wicked Witch of the West," said the guardian of the gate. "We did find her," said the scarecrow, "and Dorothy melted her away." "Melted?" "Well, that is good news," said the guardian of the gate. He led them into his little room and gave them all green eyeglasses, just as he had done before. Then they passed them through the big gates of the Emerald City. When the guardian of the gate told the people that Dorothy had melted the Wicked Witch of the West, they all gathered around the travelers and followed them in a great crowd to the Palace of Oz. Once they reached the palace gates, the soldier with the green beard greeted them and carried the news of their arrival to the Great Oz. Dorothy thought that once he heard the news, the Great Oz would send for her at once, but he did not. Dorothy had her friends wait for many days, but still heard nothing from the Great Oz. This way was tiresome. At last, they grew angry at Oz for treating. At last, they grew angry at Oz for treating them so badly. So the Scarecrow sent a message to Oz, which said if he did not see them at once, they would call the winged monkeys to help them and find out whether he kept his promises or not.
Is his word good or is his word worthless?
Yep.
When the wizard
was given this message, he was so frightened that he sent... They sent word for them to come to the throne room at 4 minutes after 9 o'clock the next morning. Oz had met the winged monkeys once, and he knew their power. He was very afraid of meeting them again. The four travelers found it difficult to sleep that night. Each thought of the gift Oz had promised to give them. Dorothy fell asleep, dreaming of Kansas and her Aunt Em. At 9 o'clock the next morning, the soldier with the green beard came to escort them to the throne room. Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion all expected to see the wizard in the shape he had taken before. They were all surprised. When they saw the room was empty. Soon they heard a voice that seemed to come from somewhere near the top of the great dome, and said solemnly, "I am Oz, the great and terrible. Why do you seek me?" They looked again in every part of the room and still saw no one. Dorothy asked, "Where are you?" "I am everywhere," answered the voice, "but if you wish to talk with me, walk near the throne." So they walked toward the throne, and Dorothy said, "We have come to claim our promises." "What promises?" asked Oz. Dorothy repeated the wizard's promise to send her back to Kansas and to give Tin Man a heart, the Scarecrow brains, and the Lion courage. Flip the page. Is the Wicked Witch really destroyed?" asked the voice. "Yes," answered Dorothy. "I melted her with a bucket of water." "Dear me," said the voice. "How sudden." "Well, come to me tomorrow, for I must have time to think it over." This made the Scarecrow and the Tin Man very angry, and they began to shout at the Great Oz, and they demanded that he keep his promises to them. The lion thought that he might as well frighten the wizard, so he gave a large, loud roar. This was so frightening that Toto jumped away from him and tipped over a screen that stood in the corner of the room. As it fell with a crash, they looked and saw a very strange thing, for standing in just the spot the screen had hidden was an old man with a bald head and a wrinkled face. The man seemed just as surprised as Dorothy and her friends.
The Tin Man raised
his axe and rushed toward the little man and shouted, "Who are you?" "I'm off the Grand Terrible," said the little man, friendly voice.
But said the whoa, whoa, slow down.
Said the little man.
Who is he? Who is he? Right from here.
"Who are you?" "I am Oz, the Great and Terrible," said the little man in a trembling voice. "But please don't hit me. Please don't, and I will do anything you want." Dorothy and her friends were surprised and upset. "We thought Oz was a great head, a ball of fire, a terrible beast, or a beautiful woman," said the Scarecrow. "No, you are wrong," said the little man. "I've been making believe." "Making believe?" cried the Tin Man. "Are you not a great wizard?" The little man hung his head in shame and confessed that he was only a common man who was able to perform some clever magic tricks. He asked Dorothy and her friends to sit down while he told them his strange story.
And that's it for chapter 13.
Next up, chapter 14.
And good night.
Good night.